Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Lo yiftach adam, a person, cannot open up chanus shel nachtoimen. Chanus means a store, nachtoimen means of bakers. Basically, a person can't open a bakery, the shel tzabo'in, or a shop where they dye wool, tachas underneath, oitzare shel chaveiro, underneath a storeroom of his friend. Usually, what would people keep in storerooms? Grain or oil. Grain or oil don't do well with smoke and heat. In a bakery, in a dyer shop, because they used to cook the dye, creates a lot of smoke and heat. For that matter, v'lo refes bakar. Nor can he make a stable there. The odor of the animals doesn't work very well with the grain or oil either. Be'emes. Now, literally, be'emes means, the truth is, when the Mishnah uses the term be'emes, it means that it's a halacha and no one argues on it. Biyayin hitiru. Chazal did allow a person to open a bakery or a shop to color the wool beneath a storeroom of wine, because smoke and heat don't harm wine. That's the metzias. Actually, says the Batanura, this type of heat would help the wine, at least the wines in Eretz Yisrael. In certain places, because of the nature of the wine, it would do damage. If your neighbor Taka has that kind of a wine that would be damaged by the heat, then enechanami, you can't. Avaloi refes bakar. Maybe you could open a bakery or a dyer shop underneath a storeroom of wine, but not a stable with animals. The odor of the stable harms wine as well. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Chanus, a shop, shabachatzer, in a courtyard. We're talking about a courtyard that is shared. There are other people that live in this courtyard. Their houses feed into this courtyard. And I decide one day I'm opening a store. Yachal limchas biyada. His neighbors can say, no, we don't want you to do it. We're moicha. We're protesting. Well, luckily they can say to him, "Eini yachal lishan, I can't sleep. Mikael, from the noises, hanichnasin, of the people coming in, umikael hayoitzin, and from the kail of people leaving your store." Zakta Mishnah Vaita. What he can do is oisa kalim, a person can make kalim in the courtyard, and then yoitzi can go out umaycher b'tay chashuk and sell it in the market. Avol eino yachol limchais biyada yivoloi melo. You can't stop him and say, "Oh, I don't want you making kalim. Never mind selling. I don't even want you making kalim in the courtyard." Eino yachol lishan, I can't sleep. Loi mikol apatish, not from the sound of the hammer. For that matter, avoloi mikol arachayim. You can't protest to your neighbor and say, "You know, I can't sleep because you have this grinder, these millstones that are making so much noise when you grind grain in the chatzer." Talked about tenura. Here we're talking about a cheder. Tenoikes shel beis rabban. Children by their rebbe. Children make a lot of noise. They're supposed to make noise during recess, of course. When they come, when they leave, they're supposed to be happy. Maybe you hear some kids in the background because it's being recorded in a cheder. We're supposed to love that noise. That's the sound of happy Yiddish kinderlach in cheder. Yagdol Torah v'yadir. No, enechanami. If the children aren't brought here to learn Torah, but stam they're being taught a umnis, then he could be moicha. The neighbor can say no. The reason he can't be moicha, although making kalim could be noisy, is that, look, the one who's making the kalim, he's also an owner over here. He can do the average things that are done in a courtyard, even though it makes noise. People don't have to walk around their whole lives tippy-toeing. Life means noise. It's considered normal usage of property, whether you're making kalim or your millstones are grinding, even though he's doing it for others. Selling it, that was usually done in a marketplace. It usually was not done in a chatzar. So basically, he wants to turn the chatzar into a shtickle marketplace. Here, the neighbors can say, no, it's not what a chatzar is for. We don't have to deal with the kailos or noise of outside people. Okay, quickly chazaring over. We learned in our Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, you can't open a bakery or place the dye wool underneath a storehouse of grain or oil that belongs to your friend. It's going to do damage. For that matter, you can't make a barn underneath a storehouse. The odor will do damage. In Eretz Yisrael, where wine gets better from the heat, so the bakery and the dyeing is not a problem, but the stable still would be a problem. You still can't open a stable underneath a wine storehouse, even in Eretz Yisrael. If you share a courtyard with your neighbors, you can't open a shop over there. The other neighbors can say, "We won't be able to sleep from the customers coming in and going out." but you can make kalim and sell it outside in the marketplace, and they have no right to tell you, we don't want you making kalim there. For that matter, they can't say, just like they can't say we can't sleep from the hammer banging on the keli, they can't say that we can't sleep from the koil of Rechaim of the millstones, even though he's grinding wheat for others. After all, he does live here. He does have a right to do it. This is considered a normal use of a courtyard. It's just that you can only do things that are normally done in a courtyard. People make things in courtyards. They don't bring in outsiders to sell things to. That's done in the marketplace. We did learn that children that come to learn Torah by a Rebbe, lahagdol Torah v'yadir, the neighbors can say, we can't sleep due to the kail of the children. That is something they have to support, not try to block.